The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Oh yeah, we're live. We're watching it on the YouTube, the Twitch version.
Twitch. Are you watching the Game Awards stream?
Yeah,
or?
The Game Awards stream I'm looking at.
Oh, by the way, Adam just joined. Adam, we are live.
What's going on? I put my pin on. You see this?
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody sent me this. Who sent me this?
They actually can't see it, but that is an E3, what was it, 2015? Conference badge.
Cool looking pin.
Yeah, it's from when we. Well, I think it's from one of the E3 conferences that we went to, and they gave away a bunch of pins and all kinds of other fun stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm not the Xbox guy here. I think Adam would appreciate this the most here out of us. So I sent him that over.
It's cool.
And then I sent over the little controller one too.
Is there a controller?
Wait, the two I went to never had pins.
Yeah,
they ran out. That's why.
No, I got shirts though. They got shirts, but they didn't.
Yeah,
have pins.
They had like it was different each year. I think this was the year that I got that. Adam, look at the pin and see what year it says on there.
Oh, I just it probably came in the little back piece.
My stream died.
No, it should be on the front. It should be on the front of the pin. It should say like E3 Xbox E3 conference 2015 or something like that. Might be something like that. Yeah. I totally forgot about what it was. And then the other pin I sent you was the Xbox game controller. It was like an Xbox game controller one.
Look at that one.
Should be at the bottom.
Oh, got the patch.
Under 6 minutes.
You heard this is going to be a 90-minute presentation, so they have to have something to show off. It's going to be that long.
Gotta have something.
I said on the official Twitter.
Stick a pin in it.
Well, the last show they tempered expectations. I think Sony and Jeff Keighley.
You found the little controller one too?
I think so.
Yeah. No, I wonder if they're gonna finally show off something for Fable. They haven't shown anything for that game.
They showed the frog.
That's a Fable right there. But don't.
What?
Now imagine they show Halo Infinite 2.
What?
Infinite 2.
I'd be like, the first one isn't done.
That's okay. They just move on. They're not the first.
It's like, moving on. No. We got your co-op.
Blizzard did that. That's how the whole thing went. I mean, I'm not Blizzard.
Overwatch 2?
Bungie did that with Destiny. They were like, oh, we're going to have this for 10 years. We're never going to make another one. And then, forget it. Destiny 2. Forget it.
Yeah, because they realize how much a 2, doing a 2 does. It essentially bumps it up. So what do we got here? What do we got in the chat? What's up? How you doing, Barry Burton? Thanks for keeping it down. Let's see.
Barry Burton. Shout out to Barry Burton. He's subscribed. 45 months treated, man. He said Todd's guide to Starfield.
Tom's guide.
Tom's guide.
Hey, well, that's you know how Throwdown rolls. We're all over the place.
Well, so how much of Starfield do you think they're going to talk about?
Well, that's the thing. It's like
they got to say something, right?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be for the other presentation that they plan on doing, that in-depth, that one-on-one, which is going to be similar to the way Paris Lilly did his, that one-on-one with a developer, and they start talking about
right. Oh, yeah, in-depth, sure.
Yeah, but I think that's...
Wouldn't you close the show with, like, oh, we got a little more to show you? Like,
unless there's a date, I don't think anyone's going to be happy. It's like, that's bullshit. That's what's holding it back. If they were going to stick with their schedule of this holiday season, then throw everything you got. But throwing it in people's faces that there's a game that you're hyped for that's not coming out this year isn't a good look. I don't want to hear about the future. I want to hear about the now. So,
but I mean, sometimes they reach out to 10 years in the future.
Kind of talking now. Remember, this is their own words. They're talking about 5 exclusives before the end of the year. Don't know if they're all triple A's or whatever. It could be all indie bullshit, but they're saying 5 exclusives. So that's the now.
Yeah, I wonder what those can be, because any of them been? I mean, I knew Sacrifice has been.
Yeah, no, I don't think we'll find out here. I mean, 90 minutes they have to talk about some shit. Because at first, if they didn't have anything, then maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes, you know?
They're like half hour. Five first party games, and they announced Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2. It's like, what's going to be exclusive?
So, Adam, I was just looking up that pin. Yeah, the one I sent you was a 2015 one.
2015.
Funny thing. So fun little interesting thing. They gave away a lot of pins that year that I didn't get. I gave you a controller one. I gave you the 2015 E3 conference.
I got the Titanfall one. You sent me a Titanfall one. I have.
Yeah. And then there's apparently there was a Gears of War gear that I missed out on. I'm like, oh damn, Adam would have really liked that one. Too bad I can't go back in time and forget that.
Back in time, man.
Sup, Mighty Nerd? How's it going?
We got a minute to go for the greatest show. I mean, the Summer Games Fest press conference. So, so I think we can only go.
It was okay. I feel like all the showcases are just going to be on the okay level. They're not going to be like, they're going to blow you away. Unless Microsoft gets Kojima to walk out the door.
But this is what we were talking about before. With all these, with Sony and Microsoft gobbling up all these other publishers and doing their own showcases, then how much does it really leave for a third party like a Keighley show? When they're all going to do their own, they're going to hold their best showings for their own presentation. So.
Yeah, we're doing well, Mighty Nerd. You know, it's a Sunday.
Sunday. Got my kids downstairs screaming, playing Roblox. I don't get it. they're playing this one with the shark, like they're hunting a shark, and they're running around trying to kill a shark. It's like Jaws. Like they're on a boat and shooting, and one steering, and it's like. Oh.
Are they saying the lines?
No, they
each of the stories of the Indianapolis and all that.
Right? They haven't seen the movie. I told them. I said, this moment of gaming is from a movie. What movie? I'm like, I think you're too young to see that.
but you know, it's funny because, what are they? In like the 7 to 10?
My daughter's 10. My son's 5.
Hilarious thing. We saw all that shit when we were young.
No one cared.
But show starting.
There were no ratings. All right, where's this?
There were ratings. It's just the parents was like, all right.
By the way, Chad, let us know how the audio levels are compared to the stream.
Uh-oh, console exclusive. Uh-oh, they're already throwing a pin in it.
Told you.
Hazard is off at the font. Pastor's gone missing. My genius plan was to investigate.
Something's wrong with the church.
Alone.
You know, back in the day, they wouldn't. The Bible Belt would have never let this happen.
Right? What?
Sacrilege!
Yo, I'm gonna drive over to Arcane Austin after the show. Be like, show me this.
Is right around the corner.
Oh no, this is not good.
Actually, I gotta get a priest outfit and go over there.
Ooh, he's creepy. Oops.
Oh boy.
Andy's floating.
Is that a vampire?
Uh-oh, is she going to say some motherfuckers like roller skating uphill?
I like the description. She's like, oh, shit. This reminds me of Prey, the original Prey, where the dude's freaking out when he got sucked up.
Oh, man, they even turn to dust like Blade.
Yeah, they do. They vaporize.
Beat feet? I haven't heard that one.
Oh, yeah, it is. Straight
out of island. Okay, so this is that multiplayer game, right?
Yeah, this is the one that they delayed, apparently. Seafront Guild
Lighthouse. Massachusetts is always a creepy place.
I can't hear this song and not think about Spider-Man.
This is modern Salem's Lot. Big
time. Yeah.
Fast forward. Basically, everyone a vampire. A cult is trying to become a vampire.
They got better gas prices in this horrible world.
And these are movie vampires. These monsters blocked out the sun and pushed back all, totally cut us off from the outside world. Got it, though. If I have to put an island
with vampires... Now it got all goofy, like, hey,
Yeah, the first part was, like, really good and enticing.
Oh, yeah.
It reminded me of Condemned.
Yeah.
Now shooting things are fun. Yeah, Manny...
Yeah, a little robot.
That's a good point. It was all, like, horror-esque and scary, and the character models are creepy, and they move.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm a little robot.
Yeah, you gotta pick a theme. Either you're Overwatch or you're horror. You can't do both.
Luckily,
the blood. And six
I bet this is we inside those so is, tourist you know, traps turned fortresses.
Back for blood, kind of.
Is that it? Because some blood it does it have like a team deathmatch mode, or is it just single player?
I don't know.
Or, I mean co-op, you know, like squad co-op.
Coping.
Yeah,
because that looks like co-op.
Just
right
get on my mark.
The logic went, yo!
Bloodsuckers.
Oh, yo, Adam, you know this level. It looks like the level with the from Back 4 Blood where you have
it was the carnival.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, so essentially, the vampires in this game are like the zombies in that other game. They have different like rank things.
Oh, it's like Left 4 Dead, right?
Yeah, Left 4 Dead. Like they have zombies that have like exploding vampires and.
Oh yeah. Different versions. Well, they have to change it up. Can't have.
Where's the giant one?
He's coming. Yeah. He'll probably be at the end of this trail.
Yeah, it'll be the big huge vampire. Collective consciousness. I see. Oh, they're going into the upside down now.
Yeah, what's going on here? Why'd they have
to mess this? Oh, vampires have collective consciousness now. Oh, giant heart.
Oh, that's like a State of Decay. You have to always destroy a giant heart.
Oh, you have to destroy. What was it? You have to destroy the vampire generator, which is a giant heart.
Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like here.
Okay, so yeah, so it says squad co-op.
Okay, PG elements.
At 2023. Yeah, so they're gonna show Starfield. They showed this.
Yeah. Day one Game Pass.
I don't know. For some reason, it looks like the title to a drink.
Yeah, Redfall.
Yeah. Let's drink Redfall.
What's that game called? Hollow Knight.
Yeah, Hollow Knight. Hollow Knight? This looks like a sequel to it.
Oh, nice.
Based on a true story.
Manny, Big Red.
Yeah.
Haunted Land.
Oh, she's all athletic and stuff now. She's flipping all around.
Yeah, she has more moves than Hollow Knight did. Unless those are upgrades like Symphony of the Night. You can buy all these upgrades.
But I mean, this game was so... Hollow Knight was always like a Souls-y type game.
Yeah, well, it was like that Souls and Metroidvania because you had this big map where you went underground. Although this map looks more elaborate.
Hollow Knight is she's got all kinds of crazy stuff going.
I don't think I played Hollow Knight. I remember seeing it. It was always on sale on Switch and stuff.
Wait, was there a date?
No, I didn't see a date.
It says play it on Game Pass on day one. Okay.
Was that at the beginning? Because maybe I'm on a delay.
No, it was at the end.
Yeah, it just said it. You might be a little slow.
I just backed out of it. I think I was. I had paused it at some point.
Oh, it's the guy from Rick and Morty. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It's like I recognize his voice. Space?
Everybody from the creator of Rick and Morty.
Apparently, this is a console launch exclusive. You gotta help me rescue my
friends. They're Gatling. Console? Yeah, that's what?
Console launch exclusive. Oh, a needler? So tight. Like a needler. For some bubble
bath, maybe. Look at us. Yeah, it does look like a needler. All the guns talk to you. They're sentient guns.
This looks pretty cool. Like, I just like the aesthetic of it.
Yeah.
Did they say which studio is this?
It's a Squanch Games, which Squanch was a character in Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
So probably new studio.
They could be the same company that made the Rick and Morty games too, because I remember there were like a couple of virtual VR Rick and Morty games.
Chris, you used to watch it though, right? Rick and Morty.
Me? Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah. No, I watched Rick and Morty. Yeah.
I've never really watched it.
Yeah, me neither.
High on life.
So does that mean the game is all high? Everybody's on drugs.
Oh, October. So it's on Game Pass. Okay, nice.
All right. Look at that.
So here's it, and that's October this year. So there you go. There's one.
Welcome to the Xbox and Bethesda Game Showcase.
Bond.
Today, Cyberbond. We're doing something we've never done before.
I'll play that.
For the first time ever, our entire show is focused on games you can play over the next 12 months.
Where's Phil?
You're going to see more gameplay than we've ever had in an industry-defining racing experience. Ripping narratives.
Okay.
Compelling strategy titles. And my favorite.
Oh, you know what? I think they'll show also.
Open world RPGs this show? Perfect Dark. Years. In the year ahead. And the best part is, with Xbox, you'll be able to play those games than ever before.
Okay.
You can play on your PC or on the go with Xbox Cloud Gaming. You can play with who you want, where you want,
Logic wins. Give us those JRPGs.
Today we're going to show 30
titles. Yeah, they ain't going to do that stuff.
And that is on top of the hundreds of titles coming to members over the next year. Our next announcement shows that
he's got a denim dress. Well beyond. That's
the
crazy.
Yeah.
It's really wacky. Larry at the bottom. It makes me nervous. It's like she's gonna float up.
I don't know. It just looks like she's got like a denim jacket that she's got on the bottom part of her body. Like those are the sleeves.
I wonder if she can flip it and it becomes a jacket.
That would be
the vest at the bottom.
Oh yeah, it detaches at the bottom and she can put it on as a jacket.
From clutch plays with friends to unforgettable moments in esports to amazing creations that have blown our minds. Our community has continually taken Riot Games to new heights.
What's
going to
be announced
today?
Content.
We're proud to invite the Xbox community into that world. We're bringing our biggest PC and mobile games to Game Pass. Subscribers will unlock every champion on League and Wild Rift, all Valorant agents, select cards in Legends of Runeterra, and Little Legends
in Teamfight Tactics. We're going to see just content from older games.
League of, League of Legends.
Thank you for coming on this journey with us, and welcome to Riot Games.
Okay.
Is all this stuff related to League of Legends?
I think they are.
Like, Valorant is just League of Legends third-person shooter? I don't know.
Oh, this looks like Arcane. Uh-oh, they're gonna keep showing Arcane because it's the new hot... It's the hotness.
Yeah. The show was well-received.
It looks... That show is very nice-looking.
Oh, yeah, I heard good things about it, too.
I haven't watched it because I have to actually watch it. I can't be working and watching
it. What is it? It's an anime?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Yeah,
it's an animated show. It's 3D animation.
Yeah, but they did a really nice job with it. It looks like it's painted.
Yes.
Somewhat like the way the graphics of this sort of look.
Oh, this is a card game?
Oh, good thing Tony's not here.
Card games.
If I wanted card games, I'd go to the store and get some fucking cards. I don't need this in my video game.
Fuck these cards.
More like, these games are trash.
Like, that's right, Hearthstone, we coming for you. We coming for you hard.
Oh, that's right. That's pretty much the time.
Yeah.
It's funny how like Blizzard and Riot Games and all those, it's like they're in Steam and they're clearly like just competing with each other with the same exact things.
Exactly.
I meant Valve.
Like, you do one, we could do one too.
Let's see what the chat's saying here. Valorant is bad. Isn't bad. It's my type. Like, nice. Are they gonna show things for every one of these things? Okay, PC mobile. Play with Game Pass.
I'm sorry, for Hugo.
That's like Plague's Tale 3 or something?
I mean, wouldn't it be Plague's Tale 2? I don't know.
Oh, wasn't there 2 already?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it is a Plague Tale.
Okay. And it can change. Well, she's... Yeah, I guess it is like a new Plague's Tale.
Yeah.
With the rats.
Whichever number they're up to. Yeah. The one with the rats.
Oh, there they are.
Yo, what? What is this? Bloodborne Plague's Tale? What's going on here? Yo, look at that horse. God damn.
Yeah, well, the rats eat everything.
This is a game that I always thought about playing. There's a killer around here. One of our men
has been murdered. Burn the house down. Oh, wait, no, she didn't do that.
Yeah, she just lit the candle. Oh, look at that. It's got stealth. Did the first game have stealth like this?
Yeah, it had stealth. But granted, she's a lot more, like, you know, decked out in this one. She's got armor and stuff.
Yeah,
before, she was just like a helpless, like, it was two helpless kids roaming through this environment.
Yeah, she's got a crossbow. Oh, she stabbed a dude.
Oh, see, that's what it is. She's ready to fight. See, she even pulled her hair back because she needs to fight.
This is like how when they did this with the Last of Us, where they started showing off that Ellie was now badass.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, same thing. See, tired of being afraid. Yeah, that she with the little brother. Who never ages. What's up with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got rat powers.
He's got rat powers. He's the what's that DC guy from Suicide Squad? That
rat trap. Rats? Yeah. Oh, kids got rat powers. You can send the hordes of rats at people.
So I guess they don't attack you.
Xbox Game Studios. Oh,
yeah. Oh, Forza. There you go.
That looks interesting.
Showing off that ray tracing.
Well, the Forza people are going to be very happy.
Oh, yeah.
They need a new racing wheel because my other one's
not. the one set itself on fire.
It's got issues.
Uh-oh, they got a what's that car in there? Does that mean what's his face? Vin Diesel's gonna be in this game too?
Yeah, his Plymouth is in there.
Yeah.
His black Plymouth.
Oh, the
well, remember they did yeah.
The Charger. The Charger.
I think it was Forza 3, one of the early ones. They did do one that was just for Fast and Furious. Mm-hmm. That was a Fast and Furious set.
Well, I mean, they kept on doing all kinds of funky cars. I remember they had the Lego car one year.
That was all the DLC. That was the old Lego track, Lego world, but within their world of racing. Pretty cool.
Why, they didn't number it?
Remember, oh, it's called Forza Motorsport. Oh, they rebooted it, yo! It's a reboot. Forza
Motorsport. Or maybe they're just going to keep updating it or something. GM of Motorsport. Mm-hmm.
And I'm joined by Chris Sasaki, creative director at Turn 10. Forza Motorsport Infinite.
There you go.
Yeah.
Known for its photo and state-of-the-art immersion built from the ground
up to showcase the Xbox Series X and S consoles. So does that mean that they have their own version of what's his face from the Gran Turismo? Is this guy like just as insane about cars as that dude is?
Oh, maybe.
I feel like this dude always shows up though. Forza
Motorsport. Welcome to Maple Valley. This track has been a fan favorite since the original sport launched back in 2005. For the first time in Forza Motorsport, fully dynamic time of day brings Maple Valley to life, stunning detail. What you are seeing is an in-engine gameplay demo presented using a single camera with
Car
no cuts.
World.
Let's jump in.
We just decided to switch it up. Remember Burnout Paradise?
Excuse me. And we always have the ray tracing on, unlike that other car game that takes 10 years to make. Driving.
I mean, car games, the flagship car games always look pretty.
And look at the world.
Yeah. So apparently you can, you know, one thing I have to say is that like this, as far as detail goes, this video does not do this justice.
Yeah, no.
Because it's not streaming in 4K.
No.
4K.
4K.
Better why? Is Tony saying stuff? I feel my stuff vibrating here.
Oh, he's like, fuck this. I want burnout.
Oh, does it also change seasons? Look at that.
You got the Michelin. You are looking at
our all new. That's something that I liked in Drive Club. On PlayStation, where you would have like different weather conditions on the fly, so you're racing and then it starts pouring rain in the night, and your lights beaming through.
These new simulations add further depth, drama, and dynamics to the racing.
Drama. Oh, look at it's a big old fair that you can't go on. Oh, okay. So they're having a mixture, physically based lights, which means it's some of it's baked, kind of like the way Gran Turismo is.
Let's head to the pits. We've like how they want more sim on this, the tire management and all that. Advancement paired with Rick bring out incredible detail. I guess it's all right.
You gonna play it, Adam?
Mm-hmm. I'll play it once. I'll stick with Horizon.
Yeah, I feel the same.
It says, I'd say iRacing is also better. This is what Ace Ali says. iRacing is also a better racing sim than Forza, to be honest, but that's all. I mean, I actually haven't played iRacing. And even in the dirt buildup. Logic Wood says, too much time wasted on Forza. I would most definitely agree.
They always do this for every Forza. They get all the time. They show the insides. And do you remember that one year they put out they brought on stage a huge car?
They lowered the joke was that at every single Xbox event, they would lower down a car or bring out a Forza car.
Yeah, it's a good man.
In the arena they had over there, they literally had a car like you know come down from the ceiling.
Yeah, I remember that.
Advanced car damage time racing on track, lead to a generational immersion.
Advanced car damage, but they didn't show the advanced car damage.
They've always had car damage in this one. You can turn it on and off if you want, but it ruins everything. I remember making one bad turn right at the beginning of the race. I hit the right side of the car on the barrier, and then the car was fucked. I couldn't do anything after that. I was like,
I remember that, you know, was the Gran Turismo's that only had like light car damage. 40th anniversary.
The flight sim or something?
Could it, I mean, they just dropped DLC for that.
Oh, they're going. Way back, they're going to like the Wright brothers for Flight Simulator.
Right, you can ride the Light Brothers plane.
Yeah,
they're gonna do a Zeppelin.
Carlos called it. Yeah, look at this. It's
you could be Amelia Earhart in the modern
and also
time.
Disappear over the Pacific.
Exactly. Yeah. Create a new character shortly after.
You could be the Rocketeer.
That's the Rocketeer's plane, that yellow one.
Wait a minute, that's not a classic plane. What happened?
Was that an Airbus?
Yeah.
Was it Concorde?
Oh no, I can't bring that. Run out of gas. That's crazy.
You could fly over the country really slowly in a plane that doesn't have an engine.
Yeah, I played the latest installation of the flight simulator last year, I think.
Did they add helicopters?
Did you play the Top Gun stuff? Before. Did you play that?
No, I didn't play the Top Gun stuff, but it's
It's a whole lot of nothing.
Unless you really, you're an enthusiast and you want to learn how to fly and stuff.
Wait, so it's not an upgrade to the current one? I better be an update.
Just a DLC.
Well, they're adding Halo stuff to? They're adding Halo stuff to Flight Simulator?
Uh-oh. Oh.
Is that why the co-op isn't here? Because they've been working on this?
This is it.
I need to fly across the United States.
Yo, Carlos, you can have a boring flight in the Spartan dropship.
Exactly. Man. Unless it's going to be combat.
Oh, wait, it could go into space.
Oh.
Really?
Space. I guess it could go into high orbit or something.
Well, today.
Oh. Is there a way to... within the Discord, this chat, the video.
How come you can't do that in the actual Halo game? You can take the dropship into space. That'd be badass. Right? Uh-oh, Blizzard. Oh, not Tracer, dude. Again, I really like the design for Overwatch. I never really cared for the game.
Yeah. But a new one right around
the corner. Uh-oh, she's saying even the best journeys end. What's that mean?
Overwatch 2.
A new era begins.
Shout out to Gary Swavey.
Watch.
Play some Overwatch.
I wonder how
this
popular
October
this game still is.
The last DLC for Overwatch.
Oh, free to play.
Oh, they're going free to play?
Yeah, it looks like they are.
So what happens to all the people that actually bought this game? Do they get, like, you know, a special outfit for being an original supporter?
Right. This is Overwatch 2. This isn't Overwatch 1.
Overwatch 2 hasn't come out yet?
No, it's in the beta, alpha, one of those versions.
Oh, okay. What they're gonna do is essentially make all their money with a bunch of costumes, I guess.
Yeah, October 4th.
Early access.
Aren't they already in early access?
No, it was a private closed beta. I had a buddy of mine. He had to go through an 8-hour live stream or something waiting for a code. He had to have it open on Twitch, and he got the code just to get into it. I think it's still closed.
Blizzard Entertainment and
they're introducing a new character.
It's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Who is this?
I don't know. It's just called the Wastelander.
It's too bad the game doesn't look like that. Oh, she's not a British person.
She's from Birmingham.
Are you sure this is Overwatch?
Yeah, they said introducing our newest hero.
Oh, okay.
This is what they do whenever they announce a new hero. You get these cool little video packages.
Well, wait a minute. So, who are all these other guys? Are they part of it too?
Maybe.
Maybe a new boss? A new fight? I don't know how that worked.
Oh, she's Australian. That's what she is.
Yeah, they gave it away with a pair. There you go.
Ace Ali said, "I got access to the beta, played about 5 matches, went right back to Overwatch 1.
There you go.
To be continued.
World premiere.
Consoles and PC. Xbox consoles and PC.
So I wonder what Rich and Keeley and all them are doing if all this is just being videoed. Are they just looking at that chick stand up there with her denim dress?
I don't know. I mean, because I saw photos of people at some sort of event.
Yeah, they're there. That's where Rich is now.
Wasn't this lady in Blade Runner? She was in Blade Runner 2042 or something.
She's in a bunch of shows.
Wasn't she in Star Trek Beyond?
Yes.
Sound like you got emphysema. What's going on?
I don't smoke, but yet I sound like this.
I smoked for many years. When it was cool, healthy.
This looks like another. Looks like Civilization.
Yeah.
Another Age of Empires.
That's probably Age of
Empires. No, Age of Empires is a war game, right?
No, Age of Empires is the world builder. Remember, it's like you build a community, farm.
It's an RTS war game. Yeah, it's like StarCraft or Command & Conquer.
Yeah.
But this looks like Civilization. Civilization, you don't really do that. That's not a main part of the game.
It's your world now.
Play a day uno with
History Untold. Okay. So it's not, we're all wrong.
It's good to be here. Celebrating.
It's like Civilization. I didn't know what it's called.
That includes a few of the projects being developed across Bethesda's 8 studios, starting with Redfall.
Okay.
And the world's first look at gameplay earlier in the show. Redfall is from the studio that brought us Dishonored and Prey. It's got so much of Arkane's DNA coursing through its veins. Compelling heroes, open world campaign, deep customization, solo or with friends, we can't wait for you to play Redfall when it releases early next year. If you're looking for something to sink your teeth into right now, we've got the Elder Scrolls Online, where you can adventure alongside one of the biggest communities in gaming. This year, ZeniMax Online Studios is taking you somewhere that has never been explored in any Elder Scroll. The Elder Scrolls Online High Isle.
Wow, it's a new content for Elder Scrolls. The game that keeps giving.
Comes next week. Oh, are you all excited?
I never got into it. I tried.
I think Brett will be excited. Well, Brett's a wild card. Sometimes he'll be like, yeah, this is great. And he's like, I don't care about that game anymore.
I didn't even know Brett played this game.
He did.
I went back to it on the Switch because I was like, oh, this maybe I can play this on their Go.
It's too bad they can't do a video, a game-wide like graphical update because that game looks pretty janky right now.
Yeah, I'm surprised that it's on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, Skyrim, right?
No, this is online.
That's not. No, I'm talking about Skyrim. Nope.
Must be protected.
It's the High Isle.
Fallout.
Here we go. Fallout talk.
As we celebrate the legacy of this storied franchise, Bethesda Game Studios takes Fallout 76 players
there's more updates to that?
And returns.
Yeah, it's still going.
Expeditions the Pit.
It's like a pay service on it, like 14 a month or something.
What, for Fallout 76?
Yeah.
Ace Ali says, let it die, please. Brett's excited again.
Remember, people still playing.
Update to his favoriteest game of all time.
They start adding story to it now.
Again, a very janky looking game.
I still need to go back and do the DLC. I still haven't finished the Fallout 4 DLC. This will be another one I go back to.
Well, this is Fallout 76, not Fallout 4.
I know. But I'm not going back to this shit. Just wants me to go play the other one.
Come on, they need to keep playing that song.
Downtown.
Oh, there you go. It's back.
Can you save the pit? Nope, I cannot. I move.
Are they in Pittsburgh again? Is that?
They're going to the pit.
Yeah, better be happy.
Play
Brett, either that or he'll be like, man, I'm done with that game.
Bethesda Game Studios has been...
Sometimes he's
see,
like,
now,
he's
this
like,
is
going to be a wild card.
See, this is good because this is also showing that the first-party DLC is also part of Game Pass. Because that was the other thing a lot of people weren't sure. Like, oh, yeah, they're still going to make you buy the DLC for the games, their first-party games. Well, that's not the case. It's all part of it. Like, especially with the Gears, even Hivebuster, that was free.
So he said Todd Howard is going to later on the show?
Oh, there you go. I know they had to show something.
Oh, God.
Xbox Game Studios presents what they got, yo. Forza 5.
Horizon.
So is the Horizon games numbered?
Yeah. Well, I think this is a DLC, I think.
This is just DLC for 5, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have Hot Wheels? Oh, yeah, it's Hot Wheels.
What?
Yeah, it's Hot Wheels tracks.
That was a big hit. The Hot Wheels tracks was a big hit in 4. People love that one. So I'm not surprised. Just like the Lego one. Lego one is really cool. So I wouldn't be surprised if that comes back also. But yeah, this will be fun. Hell, remember we sort of played this in Grand Theft Auto? Remember when we played online?
Yeah, that's right.
It was pretty much the same thing, just without the branding.
Yo, man, who asked for the Somewhere Over the Rainbow covered by early 2000s Rock Band?
You gotta bring it back, man.
It's either one of two things. It's either a modern song sung slow, or it's an old song.
Would you prefer the ukulele version?
the is version?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my definitive version.
Well, that's the birth version of that song. Yeah, that'll make you cry every time.
The birth is the
Wizard of Oz.
I said it's the best. I don't think that's the best. I said the best.
I thought you said that's the birth version.
No. The first. That's the best version.
Is this Fable?
Am I right? Are they finally going to show some Fable? They sent along
with us. It doesn't have a bridge. Oh, no, never mind. There's dinosaurs.
Oh, is this the one game with the rock in it or something? Or who was it in there?
What? Rock?
Wasn't that the Ark one that had either the Rock or somebody else in it? Jason Momoa or something?
I don't know.
Oh, no, what's his face? Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah, the Vin Diesel game. Oh, yeah, it is a Vin Diesel game.
That's him.
Yeah, there he is.
There you go.
Hey, what am I doing here?
What the hell is this?
It's Ark 2, probably.
This is another Brett game, yeah. Brett gave me
muscles like the Rock because I told him to do that.
Brett's getting fed in this comic.
Day one on Game Pass.
What's hilarious chat, everybody's saying family.
Yeah, it's saying family.
Console launch exclusive.
Family.
So I guess that means it's time-based.
It's coming to the Xbox family.
Mm-hmm. He called it family too.
Family
That's
too.
What they've been saying.
I wonder how Brett will feel about
this,
that.
Oh, this has got to be that fucking
that game. H.R. Giger looking game.
Yeah, we were talking about this before. Like, where is it?
Yeah, we haven't seen this in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks gross. Yeah.
What was you?
No, I thought this was a kid. I thought this was a kid-friendly show.
It's gross. The game.
Yeah, everything is like made out of bones and teeth and flesh.
Scorn.
Right time for Halloween.
There you go. Well, there you go. I guess that's what they're saying. Yeah, what we've seen three so far. It's coming out this year.
It's the H.R. Giger game.
Wait, another Kepler?
Interesting.
Kepler. Oh, these are the same Scorn guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's.
This is a multiplayer game. I'm guessing. This is a multiplayer game. I'm betting. He wants to kill a god. Axe girl. Oh, she's fighting skeletons.
Man, this Sea of Thieves expansion looks great.
Yeah. They upgraded.
Okay. She's like a man of the gods. She's like Kratos.
She's got a little animal helper. I'm sure it's gonna be Souls-like.
This is giving me a lot of Forspoken vibes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, it does feel a bit Forspoken-ish.
Yeah.
But she's got an animal helper.
She's got an animal
and helper. A gun. Yeah, she's got guns.
And she's got a gun. Yeah, she's got an axe.
Flint.
The Age of Dawn.
Okay.
Early 2023.
Right. I'm Forspoken. It's like a fox bird lizard.
Nice. I mean...
Yeah, that's a pretty decent one. Let's see what they got. See what they got.
World
premiere.
Oh, these are dudes that play the Minecraft.
Oh yeah, Mojang. Yeah, right.
Are they allowing Mojang to make something other than Minecraft games?
Well, it says a new game. it literally said a new game
of Minecraft
from the creators of Minecraft. You mean You mean the one without the minus one, the creator of Minecraft,
Dungeon 2.
Yeah, because it looks like Minecraft.
I'm telling you, this fucking game is one of those that prints money. I mean, it just never ends. People love it, kids love it.
Some tell of danger. I wonder if Noct gets any, or whatever that guy's name is, gets a. And still gets money off of this company, even though he's not.
Oh no, he took that a few billion dollars.
He got a total buyout.
Okay, yeah.
Just instantly made him rich.
What does that feel like? Imagine that, just creating something early in your life, and then that's it. You're done. You're set.
You're retired, right?
You won the game of life.
Well, I mean, officially, that's a lot of like Macaulay Culkin, like that guy.
He did
all that shit when he was young. They make sure to take care of his money, and he's like, he's still rich.
He's all right. Don't worry about it.
He's
still working. He does what he wants.
But doesn't Macaulay Culkin have his parents like fuck up his life or something like that?
Well, he disowned them. They were taking his money.
Yeah, they were taking his money.
Revolve them,
Yeah, so he took them all off. He did it when he was younger too, like maybe in his teens or something, because they were fucked up. To be honest, what do they call it?
Minecraft Legend.
So it's not really a new game.
It's like a dungeons. It's just another one. It's just not called.
It's just like that. Yeah,
it's an RTS game.
It's just not the main.
It's an RTS game.
It's just not the main game. Yeah.
He saw Lee predicted it. He said, "Yep, right?
Console launch exclusive."
I mean, you know, will the kids like Minecraft play that? I don't think so.
I don't know. It depends.
I think it'll get in. People don't like. I'm not going to play Minecraft, but
is it baby's first?
I think so.
Baby's first strategy game.
If Pokemon can do it, then Minecraft could do it because they got that audience.
Uh oh, what are we doing?
Titanfall.
Hey.
Looks like Titanfall with No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Titans in space, shooting space rocks.
Now we have to survive on this pretty green planet.
It's the gunk with mechs.
The gunk.
Look at this pretty planet. Let me
deforest it. And
I'm gonna re-terraform this land.
I bet. How much do you want to bet when it becomes night? Then there's the night creatures come out and destroy your land.
What is this Harvest Moon with mechs? What is going on?
Let's see. But then,
come on, there's got to be conflict. Night conflict. There's got to
be no game without conflict.
Yep, there's a giant dinosaur skeleton. Uncovering a mystery.
Frontier. I didn't see anything. Kind of whack. Next.
Come on, there's got to be some conflict. You know, freaking monsters come in and eat all your crops.
Reward points on it, but I'm not playing it.
Uh-oh.
All right, what's this?
Play it day one on Game Pass.
4-player co-op.
Animal people, the game.
They're just shooting each other. It's like Overwatch. It's not Overwatch.
Your cutie character. Oh, well, they're fighting big villains. Wait, what's the?
Oh, roguelite. Roguelite action. So is it squad based?
Yeah, 4-player co-op. So I'm assuming you build a group, got
a samurai fish. You got a.
Yeah, very heavily stylized, cel-shaded.
You know, I see where they're going with this because we need more of those type of games to compete with Splatoon for kids, where it's like shooting
and stuff, but not harmful.
Like this is what this is. It's very kiddie. All right, that's another one. 2022. Okay. Play with Game
Gunfire
Pass.
Gunfire Reborn.
Was there a gunfire?
There's an original gunfire.
Yeah. Console launch exclusive.
I mean, with all the people saying guns and stuff like that, maybe they need to switch their name out.
They could have switched their name on that, yeah. Okay, what's this?
Uh-oh, the city.
It's in the 20s?
It's a 1920s racing game!
Like the Moonshine Runner. Oh, there's a demon.
Oh, it's a haunted house game?
Side-scroller.
Okay.
Platformer. I like the style. All right, I'm in.
The style looks nice.
Cool. Yeah.
I like it. Hold on.
It looks like he's running through Castlevania, but
yeah,
no.
I was about to say, it's like cue in the whole Castlevania type setting.
Oh, he's got the flashlight. I like this.
All
like
black it. And white.
Yeah, this makes me happy.
Yeah, that looks cool.
Run, run, run. It's like he's in limbo. He's like in the world of limbo.
It looks like he's in some sort of Cthulhu world.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right? It's like, how big is this house?
It's that, what was that movie like, with the doors that take you to different worlds?
He said, I checked Zillow, this shit was only 1,500 square foot.
Yeah.
Little do they know.
This looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I like this one. Cool. Spring, this is 2023. Womp womp, that's far. That's far. Spring 2023, that's like this.
Yeah, it's almost a year away.
Uh-huh. What'd you say to me?
I am excited.
Whatever happened to Ethan Fox? First original creation. Bonjour.
Oh, what's this? Dust Falls.
It started with the desire to create a
Bonjour.
Interactive experience. All levels what of it? Players
it can what is it? It translates. It translates things into some dead really language, and it goes Bonjour. Oh, was that from Futurama?
Oh, Futurama. Yeah.
He made a translator that apparently translated things into some ancient dead language. It was French. Oh, this is that painted-looking game, right?
With a unique motion graphic novel style that triggers the imagination. This is an interactive story.
Is this like an interactive story? So it's either Telltales or Until Dawn, or like The Quarry. It's pretty good. Still playing it. That's good.
This is which one?
The Quarry. Yeah, it's by Supermassive Games, the people that did Until Dawn and the anthology. It's good.
As Dust Falls is an emotional experience that we hope will leave a mark with everyone who plays.
Would it be unrelatable if they didn't make it in America? Like, what if it was in France?
In game. Oh, here we go.
Oh, come on. They can't. Number one, why would they tout that? That game is not even, like, visually complex. People. Yeah, like, it's, like, painted over, like, stills over 3D background.
Over, like, photographs, yeah.
Uh-oh, Vince, you fucked up.
No, this looks good. This is good. I want to see how it plays, though. What is it, like, QTEs? What do we got? I don't know why I get this episodic feel. Like
this so, I swear it's funny. It's like it should look like one of those Sega CD full motion video things.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I get the feel out of it.
It's gonna be in a small window on your screen, like Sewer Shark.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm going back to that town because you're the special one.
You're the special one.
Yeah.
Get rid of the cop.
Hey there.
Evening.
Hey, Sam.
Say, you haven't seen three fellas in a
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really liking this sort of painted over photos and stuff that they got going on here.
Can I ask what gives you to Turok?
Oh, it's Turok! It's a sequel! No, he's like, well, he said
it's like, what brings it to Turok? I don't know, hunted dinosaurs?
Yeah.
I don't know about this. This isn't,
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I'm
yeah,
not
I'm not feeling this. Yeah, this should be a show.
Should be. Not be a it feels like they wanted to make a show.
Console launch exclusive.
I heard somebody. I heard somebody jump in here. Who that?
Yeah. And it says at the bottom like PC.
Mr.
So I
Murdoch.
Guess it's
I saw that.
I don't know. I've been here. Time is relative. I didn't get my Eastern and Central times mixed up.
It's all good.
You missed all the like Fallout missed... 76 stuff. They got a lot of new Fallout 76 stuff coming.
On Xbox.
What's this? This looks kind of neat. Wait, is this a...
But it said over 10 million players, so what is this? Is this Black Desert, already... like, update or something?
They said console launch exclusive, so I'm assuming this is a PC game.
Yeah.
That's now coming to console.
Yeah.
And that's where that 10 million come in.
It's not that Battle Royale game, like that Melee Arena game that's real popular.
Well, I know this is one of those Chinese multiplayer type games. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, this might be not an MMO, but like an arena.
Mm. So you can call on the powers of the Oni demons.
Brad, so campaign far, mode. So far you haven't missed much. We got a new Forza Motorsport game. We got Redfall gameplay footage.
They talked about Elder Scrolls Online, the next update. Fallout 76. Yeah. Oh yeah, Elder Scrolls Online, they're not going nowhere.
I want them to, man. I was just thinking about that today. Like, it's time, man. Like, let's start winding this shit down.
See what I mean about Brett being the wild card? We're all like, Brett might like this. And I'm like, nah. Brett might surprise us and be like, nah, fuck that shit. Fuck that game.
I mean, dude, it is so expensive at this point. If you want, like, there's too much content in the game to play if you're coming in like new at this point. And even if you're like returning, this is some dinosaur high shit, man. I don't know.
Oh, like, man.
Look at all his sheep.
You know, it's funny. It looks like one of the old artwork from that like time, like ancient. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. It's gonna. I see a twist coming though. That's gotta be a twist.
What a twist!
Something's gonna happen.
Yeah, it looks like illuminated manuscripts. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like.
There you go.
Uh oh. Where's the conflict?
Uh oh.
It's a murder mystery.
It is.
It's like a murder mystery. I mean,
yay!
It's a good venue for it.
Obsidian.
Interesting.
Where's that other Obsidian game that they announced? That RPG that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you gotta solve the mysteries so that the townspeople don't burn the town down.
They did announce
Penitent.
They did announce a few games coming out before the end of the year. So it's three now.
Penitent.
Okay, it's another Game Pass.
The Penitent Man shall pass. So it's an ancient. Yes. It's like a medieval murder mystery.
Uh-oh, 80s.
This is amazing already.
Oh, it's the small. The...
Oh, it's grounded.
Yeah, interesting.
When are they going to finish this game?
We'll find out.
Oh, there's the other Obsidian game.
Yeah, this is the other Obsidian game. So they made ancient murder mystery game, and then they still have this.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, have any of you played this game?
Nah, I wasn't bothered.
I played the beta.
It's still in beta.
Yeah, it's... 80s-ish music. Synthesizers.
I mean, they're spending an awful long time on it, but it's not a bad game. It can be kind of neat.
He looks like, you know, he looks like TikTok from Return to Oz.
Oh.
That's a deep cut for you kids.
Yeah, nobody's gonna get that reference.
I feel like he looks like the Nespot.
Yeah, TikTok. He had a mustache. Like he was like a copper robot with a big mustache like that.
Oh, play the full game.
Wait, yeah, are they releasing? Is this the actual release? So.
It's coming.
The full story coming now on Game Pass. Cut the bullshit. Go play. Go big. Go never. Go home.
And now the full story. We get to find out who shrunk the kids.
It was Rick Moranis all this time.
Yeah, Rick Moranis is hanging out in the house. Like, yeah, I did it.
Actually, that's...
There you go. That's another one. September 22nd. All right, so it's this
10
year.
Million players. Fuck. No, it's a good game. I played it until I ran out of story. So, time to go back.
Play with Game Pass.
Console launch exclusive.
Yeah, I can go back and play it for free with none of my friends.
Adam is getting the frequency a lot faster than most of us.
Yeah, he's ahead.
It's just on Twitch. I just clicked the link that you guys put in the thing, the chat.
Yeah, I'm watching the Xbox feed too, but yours is coming in faster than mine.
Adam is only a second ahead of me.
Yeah, like a second or two.
So let me switch, because I'm watching it on the game network.
Oh, the Game Awards is probably behind them.
Now they have a win. Yeah, I just clicked the one I was in the...
Yeah, I'm watching on Xbox's Twitch.
Yeah,
it actually looks a lot clearer on Xbox's thing.
Yeah, just watch that one.
Don't watch Jeff Keighley.
Don't give Keighley the money.
What are you seeing right now, Manny?
I see a robot looking around.
I see
around.
A robot fighting. Yeah.
And there's a ninja girl that jumped out the window, out of the walls.
And stabbed in the face.
Yeah, we're all in the same place, except for Adam.
Uh-oh,
it's Tenchu Future.
Yeah.
We got all sorts of robots.
We got the robots.
Look at that.
It looks
like the robot from Lost in Space, the Netflix version.
Destroy the Robot Ninja.
Araban?
Araban Shadow Legacy.
Yeah, that's neat. That's neat.
Yeah, that was kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
You can live in the shadows.
Uh-oh, we got walkers.
Something gooey and dead.
Oh, is this Saints and Sinners again? Saints and Sinners 2 or something? Now, oh, wait, what? No, there's some demons going on here. I don't know what this is.
That's just a dog. It's a good boy.
Oh, that body exploded.
Oh, what's it called? Those
rust for deeper knowledge. An unquenched yearning. Born of blood and bone.
I like Manny's better.
We've seen this before, right?
I don't know. I don't remember seeing this.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what this is.
I mean, I'm interested.
Well, they said world premiere, so.
That dude looks like a creator character Brett makes in every game.
That's why I'm interested.
This is right up Brett's alley. It looks like necromancy's going on. He's got a scythe.
Yeah, the beheading.
Oh, juicy.
Yeah, I often see the heads of my enemies and go, this would make a nice belt.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why anyone doesn't trust me with my skull belt.
Mocked. I'm an outcast wearing the corpse of my friends.
What game was it, man, that we played? It was like, was it Bloodborne that you get traveled around in a cage like that? Like someone carries you around?
I think there's one guy that can carry in a cage so you can get to a secret.
Yeah, I remember that. I've been playing that. I was like, what the hell?
Uh-oh, he's fighting werewolves.
Oh, yeah, it's a game that's just called Necromancer.
Uh-oh, she's got the spirit skull. Or he, she. It's yet to be
different. Yeah, they.
Oh, there you go. Totally up Brett's alley. I see the Dead Rising.
Hey, they brought a party.
Oh, Diablo.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Quattro.
Wait.
Oh, so
well, the beta went live today.
About fucking time.
That went live this morning. Today you can sign up for the beta. That went live this morning.
Oh,
so,
interesting. New class, Necromancer.
We're bringing it back.
Wait, they bring it back.
It was it.
Brett, you were a Necromancer when we were replaying too.
They just confirmed for this. That's what
looks like. You know what Brett's starting Diablo 4 as?
Yeah, but I don't understand how that's a new class.
No, I think they mean new, like announced.
They did have it in 3. Crafty rogue, and it was a DLC in 2. And you'll want them because the so technically it hasn't been part of like the spreading
corruption in the core
game ever.
And it's up to you.
I think they just announced it.
Yeah,
now, Diablo 4 is the culmination of the 25-year history of the franchise, building on top of the best of what's come before with some unique twists all its own. So let's dig a little deeper by watching...
Let's get unique twists like loot boxes. Dad,
...some Xbox Series X gameplay. Well, hearing from a few of the many people behind the game.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Everything you see was captured on Xbox Series X.
Our Diablo is the next
generation. God, spoilers, Manny!
RPG. Melding, slaying,
oh, am I ahead?
Yeah, you're like 2 seconds ahead. It's not for the part. It looks pretty. I mean, here's my concern. After they've been fucking up the other Diablo so bad, driving people off with the insane amount of microtransactions, like, do you think this game is...
But people should have known that was happening.
Oh, but there was a blood wave, so... I don't know.
You're like, I don't know. Blood wave sold me.
I mean, it was a wave of blood, Manny.
I've never played a Diablo game on consoles. Did you guys like
playing? Are you kidding me?
I like it better, actually. I feel less disconnected to my character. When I'm playing on PC, when I'm playing on PC, I feel like I'm like a little god in the sky, being like, oh, kill that guy, and kill that guy, and hit him again. All right, now do that chest. You know, when you're playing it, you feel a little bit more.
Let's say something controversial.
Uh-oh.
I think they should be done with this three quarters top view shit. Why not just do a third person view? Even if you squat up, like, who cares?
I think people would bitch that it wouldn't feel like a Diablo. Yeah, I think people would be like, that's a different game then.
No, that's fine. No, but Resident Evil changed. Like, you don't do fixed cinematic cameras anymore, so...
It might change the game. It might not.
Logic Wind says it looks like the show finally started.
Oh.
Yeah, I showed up.
So what we would call this fashionably late, right?
Yes, European time. It's sophisticated, Manny. That's what it is.
Here's the thing. Diablo is obviously a Blizzard game. Blizzard story is being acquired by Microsoft next year.
Yeah.
A few months.
I'm wondering if this was being showcased here because of that, or it was already going to be showcased anyway.
I think it's because of that. Yeah.
And also, is this going to be exclusive?
We'll see.
They've made a post that hinted that Diablo as a franchise was going to stay multiplat. So I'll be really interested to see what this says at the end.
I mean, I feel like with this situation,
when it comes to games that are going to be released this year and next year that are already in development, I think those are probably going to stay multiplat. But I think in the further future, when the next batch of games come along, I think that's going to be a little more. I think they might change their mind on a few things.
They're keeping their head down to avoid, you know.
Yeah, they don't want to get mobbed by it. But we've created specific zones where like I feel like if they're able to essentially go there, switch the narrative to be like, oh hey, look, you can only play it on there.
You're also opening yourself to being sad.
Yeah,
and then do like a slow roll in. Only on Xbox.
I think I would play this just to co-op with Brett and just see the crazy shit he does. Because I swear when you play with Brett. You can just enable a margarita in your weapon hand and just let his, like, fucking summons kill everything in your really way. The beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I play the more skeletons build.
I think you're going to keep those blood waves, Brett.
No, yeah, it's going to be amazing. I'll be like, oh, is this a hallway blood wave?
Is that the skill tree there that you just showed?
That's a crazy skill tree. That was,
holy
nuts.
Fuck.
And it's something support for years to come. It's not going to be another Diablo game.
I'm really excited. I'll press X to doubt that. We'll see.
But they're still supporting Diablo 3 with all these different waves and modes.
Diablo 3?
Yeah. It has seasons. They're constantly doing seasons.
Wait, do you mean Immortal or 3?
No, 3. He's right. They do seasons in 3. It's not competitive seasons. It's like, think of it in terms of, like, who's killed the most waves of enemies kind of shit.
Yeah.
But it's progressive through the game.
All right, next year. PC. Xbox and PC.
Oh, shit!
Well, no, they're not going to put PS4 if it's on PS4.
Yeah.
No, not on
PS5. Are you sure?
Yeah, they haven't. There's a lot of multiplayer games that they didn't put anything other than Xbox.
Yeah, I feel like that's new. I feel like they used to sneak it in there, at least on the car.
Well, this is Sea of Thieves, right?
Yeah.
I made the joke before, but this is actually Sea of
Thieves. I don't know, man. I actually might jump back in Sea of Thieves just to play the Jack Sparrow stuff.
Yeah, have you ever want to play Sea of Thieves?
Got motivated or what?
I got motivated. I've been playing a lot of Black Flag again, so I think that's what it has to do with.
Adam, I'll play some Sea of Thieves with you. I'm an itch to jump in.
Hey, there we go. All right.
You can customize your cabin.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Name your ship finally.
Oh, can Booty I sing too?
Face.
Can you make your own sea chancy, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I wish. Although, I think that's one of the things that made us drive Adam insane and off of the thing, because when we played, my buddy was playing, and we discovered that if you go and play a song at one end of the ship, and somebody plays next to you, they'll join in on a song. But if somebody plays on the other end of the ship, just out of range, they'll start playing a different song. And then you can run in and stand on both sides of another player, and they can hear the sound of pure insanity.
Oh, no. I think somebody stole my boat and it pissed me off. I was on some land and I was trying to get the boat. Yeah, I looked at it and it's in my boat.
I'm
just leaving.
I'm pretty sure that's called piracy.
Yeah, I'm like, shit.
Grab you, pirates.
I got pirated.
Look at that, season 7.
Wow.
And, all right, July.
Dude, there's a lot of people that play that fucking game.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It has been a weird sleeper success.
Yeah, it picked up. It definitely picked up.
That and Grounded are, like, huge secret hits on Xbox Game Pass. I'm not sure if we just don't run in the crowds that play them.
Ace Ali says, Sea of Thieves gets a somewhat meaningful customization options. How many years later? Yes.
It's had some pretty good customization options. I think it's just adding to them.
Uh-oh, really echo,
was
echo
was being able to name your boat the thing that you were waiting for.
Oh, she's in Voxel World.
That's interesting.
Maybe.
By the way, Brett,
slightly offended you say that.
There's something. This you won't be offended by what I'm about to say. They're about to. They showed a game that's and Chris will probably describe this. It's like a from the guys that made Rick and Morty.
Oh, I'm in.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's actually what's his name? The guy who voices
Justin
them.
Roiland.
Justin Roiland, and I guess it's their studio making it. It's called Squanch Games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, comes out in October or September.
Well, yeah, all the guns talk to you. By the way,
all the guns talk. One of the guns talks like him. Yeah,
and on Game Pass.
Oh, dope.
In fact, I feel like every single game they've announced is like Game Pass.
Every single one.
Yeah, because they're all from Xbox Studios, man. Like, anybody that's an Xbox Studios game, they've already said it's going to be on Game Pass.
Yeah.
I think the scope of Game Pass and their day-and-day release titles is bigger than we anticipated.
Yeah, console launch exclusive.
Because I think we didn't think, like, oh, so literally any studio that is an Xbox studio or associated with Xbox, that's considered day-and-day.
Gameplay designer inside of and Limbo. Okay.
It's not the same studio, but
yeah, it was a gameplay designer from Limbo. Stylized game looking
like the egg.
Don't you hate it when meteors do that?
Mm-hmm. Open the eye, you no longer have cataracts.
It's an onion.
It's Mr. Mosquito.
That was disgusting.
Yeah, that was gross.
I'm Bugman.
Oh, cool. So it's Journey.
Oh, if Pac-Man had a brother.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was different.
Yeah, something about this makes me happy too. I don't know why.
I think maybe it's the aesthetics of it.
Yeah, it looks nice.
It gives me like, damn, I need to play some more Portal now. I don't know why.
Yeah, it does kind of have that. Well,
that's because that should be something that should always happen.
Yes, yeah. You should always feel that way.
Uh-oh, the Dark Dimension.
Oh,
yeah, God damn it.
Cocoon. Wait. So wait. Where's
Wilford Brimley?
Wilford Brimley. Yeah.
Where's the old people?
Everybody. They're all gone.
Where's Miss Daisy? I can't remember her name.
That's a good movie. Yeah.
Jessica Tandy.
Tandy. Yeah. And her husband.
World premiere.
Tecmo Koei.
Samurai Slice and Dicing.
It's Nier, right? Or whatever it's called.
I
don't know about that.
Team Ninja.
Isn't it?
Ninja Gaiden.
No, this is something different, Manny.
This is different.
Dynasty Warriors.
No, they don't.
No, I think this is. I think this might actually be good.
Holy moly! Cut him! Jump!
A lot of
do gymnastics.
Oh man, don't eat that!
No,
don't eat the demon stuff.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Demons need.
That looks spicy.
The last game they released is the Final Fantasy game.
Oh yeah.
Oh, this reminds me of Onimusha. This looks like Onimusha.
Oh shit!
No,
this
it
might
looks
be
like
Onimusha.
It might be Onimusha.
No way!
Really? No. Whoa! Oolong.
All right, I was way off.
So Oolong, the Fallen Destiny. Yeah, well, yeah, because he doesn't have a samurai sword. He's got one of those Chinese swords.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Early 2023.
So Brett, check this out. This is definitely a multiplayer game, and it's not going to have PlayStation.
Yeah.
It's definitely a multiplayer game.
Yeah. But it'll be free on Game Pass.
How do you know it's definitely a multiplayer game?
Because it didn't say console exclusive.
Hey, there's Philly.
Japan is the
home
to some of the most talented and well-known game creators anywhere in the world.
Japan. And what about Skillbound, bro?
To be working with Koei Tecmo to bring Wolong.
Wolong or Wolong?
We don't talk about Skillbound.
He says that they're bringing his first game when Pats is a third party, then it'll be multiplayer.
Incredible action games for Xbox, and it's great to be working with them once again.
He's not wearing one of his special shirts that tells you what the new games are going
to
be.
More Japanese franchises to Xbox.
You gotta look up.
I'm excited to announce the return.
Perfect. They're making an effort to bring more Japanese franchises over.
Franchises to Xbox. From our partners
Atlas.
Atlas. Damn. This is a JRPG. What is
Persona
it?
Or the World of
Persona.
He said returning. Returning.
It looks like Persona, right?
Or it's Shin Megami Tensei.
It could be Shin Megami Tensei.
No, that's not Persona.
What the hell is this? I have no clue.
Persona 3?
It's Persona 3, yeah.
Yes, Persona 3.
Okay.
I never played this.
I'm like, this looks like
Persona 5.
Persona 3 wasn't on
an Xbox console.
An Xbox console, so
it was on my Vita though.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
It's funny because it still looks like it's on a Vita.
A portable, yeah. It looks like a handheld version, yeah.
Oh, wait, whoa.
Hey, if it's coming to
Persona 5
coming to Xbox.
If it's coming to Vita, you can, or if it's coming to PC,
oh man,
play it on your Steam Deck.
Holy moly!
Yeah, this game,
Persona 5 coming. Oh, Rumble. This is Rumble.
Oh, okay.
Royale.
So
Royale.
So they're bringing all those three Persona games that were not classically on.
Yeah.
Oh, and Windows. Right. So there you go.
Coming to the Game Pass. Yeah.
It's all coming to
first. Oh, this year, 10/21, October. Yeah, I'll replay that one. Yeah.
Well, I think Persona 5 Royale comes October.
Yeah,
it's just first. Yeah, it's just that one. Persona.
Now, I'm excited to announce special partnership between Xbox Game Studios and one of the greatest creative minds and innovators in our industry. Someone that I have admired for many years.
Imagine if it is.
Today, I'm pleased
with
to
the Rock.
We will be working together to create a brand new experience like we've never seen.
See,
oh, there you go. Konnichiwa.
Come on, it's out of you too.
Uh oh, there's gonna be so much salt. I see the Twitter spaces starting up.
Do you like the mustache? Not too bad.
Finally created. Microsoft Cutting Edge Cloud Technology.
I mean, if this is going to be an Xbox exclusive.
This is that game that got leaked that he was flipping out about. That horror game.
Yeah, I mean, if that... That's big, man.
That is huge.
A shitload of salt.
People are right now going to be burning all their medals of great games on YouTube.
I wonder if Tony's, like, the hair on the back of Tony's neck is tingling right now.
There's going to be people hugging their PS5s on video.
Here we go.
For the first Let's see what's up.
Ever, well, so they're saying they're working with Kojima.
Yeah, on a new game. New game. Because that's it. That's why they were upset. Because that wasn't supposed to be shown. A diverse that's a new game he's working on. Game creators of
all sizes. Did they show Stalker? They didn't show Stalker.
No. They announced it last time, though. That's
how it
will be coming to Game Pass every single month.
That is a pretty decent release schedule, actually.
All right, where's the Starfield, Phil?
Persona 5
finish
Royale.
The show with Starfield.
So here's the thing.
And
so
we start
like
2023 with the launch of some of the most anticipated titles from the Xbox Productions
toy in the background.
Starfield, he said it. Starfield,
yeah, please. And show it.
This has been Do an it. Incredible year as we achieved record growth across console and Game Pass with millions of people playing our games every single day. And we
You're
have
welcome.
You to thank.
Yep.
Specifically you, Adam.
He gives me, I was one of the people that got the $5. He was sending money out, and they sent me another $5.
There you go.
We could not have done this without you.
Without you.
A year ago,
Adam, we're going to be giving you Starfield. Oh, shit!
And everybody else is on Game Pass.
All right, here we go.
Their teams have been hard at work bringing their franchises to Game Pass.
Oh, my phone is vibrating. Something big happened.
And
is
building
this,
new experiences.
Oh, I can't look. He's got some spoilers.
Manny's first next gen. Tony says Manny's first next gen console will be an Xbox.
So it's only fitting that we end it.
Yeah, well,
I can see you get an Series S. You don't need a disc.
No, I am not. I still haven't used my disc. Kojima's not a selling factor.
Oh, there you go. Starfield. He said it.
Xbox console exclusive.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. What are we seeing? Finally, some. Give me something, goddammit.
The field of stars, so vast. Man.
Shit.
It sounds like O'Brien from Star Trek. Captain, we got something going on. Jay Shep says, finally!
Yeah, about goddamn time.
I can't wait for the Harry Goldsmith music to start.
Oh, it already has. Man, look at these graphics. Oh, wait, there it is.
They're all blurry.
Now it actually turned into something.
It turned into... That's space. What we're getting. That's all we're getting.
A whole lot of space.
So,
are you kidding me?
Shall we call this No Man's Fallout?
Oh.
You know, I'm getting more Mass Effect vibes from it.
All of us at Bethesda are to be here with you.
I don't know what to get
we're
from
so
that.
Grateful
Nothing.
That spending the
He's
time
talking. Maybe he'll show a few more.
To finally see Starfield. Easily
the,
our most
Don't lie to me, Todd.
Ever. Like our previous game, it's an epic role-playing game where you get to be who you want and go where you want. But this time, you'll be exploring space.
Here we go.
So let's jump
early
right
gameplay.
In. This is early in the game as you arrive on the mysterious moon.
Oh, you're going to Crete.
Finally.
Yeah.
Welcome to the moon of Crete.
Look, it's No Man's Fallout.
Soul date, May
2330.
23.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Thank you.
In the moon of Anselon. Third moon of Envil.
The score sounds very Star Trek-y.
Yeah,
I like
going,
I like that.
They're going,
I like
very,
that.
They're going very Harry Goldsmith.
Yeah,
on,
Brett, that makes me very happy with Jerry Goldsmith's sound of music.
Yeah, Jerry Goldsmith, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good vibe to want to put in the game.
Got a robot? A robot?
Or a power suit, I don't know.
I could never play a power suit. We saw all robots. We learned from Wally.
Welcome to the planet.
Oh, yeah. No, man, you're right.
It's like a PS3
right.
game. Ooh. Everything's brown.
Everything's brown.
That's Fallout.
That was every game for that generation.
Kick the bug!
Yeah, Gears was like that, too.
Ah, come on, kick the bug.
No way.
Step on the bug, yo. Third person mode,
there
which
go.
No one will ever use.
No Man's Fallout. Oh, there you go.
Oh, good, third person. Nice.
Yeah, I like third person.
I like third person.
Now, is it real time, or is it going to have that VATS, like, thing?
I don't think it's going to have VATS.
It might have the VAT.
I mean,
Fallout's the only thing that had the VATS.
If it's the same universe.
That's true. Fallout was the only one that had VATS.
It could be. Like, while the shit's hitting the fan on the planet, on the surface, this dude's out in space.
What did I say? This is No Man's Sky. You're just... Now I got a mine. Got to mine some iron. Collect some iron, walk around. There's alien bugs walking around.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I guess that makes more sense than, like, scooping up a vein of raw iron with my hands.
It's the Crete Research Facility.
Oh, there's no
blow
good
them
in
up.
There.
Oh,
conflict. Take out a gun. That's how you solve problems.
Blow them all up. There you
don't,
go.
Don't interact
destroy,
with them and say, hey,
destroy
how you
their
doing?
Ship.
Just go and kill them.
Destroy their ship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, skip something. Oh.
And we're going through.
Yeah, he just went into the base.
Punch them.
And talking, they were like, hey, what are we doing today? You want to go hang out and get some tacos? And then
pirates.
This dude shows up and shoots them.
Those don't look like pirates. There's no eye patches or leg pegs.
I didn't even
gorgeous.
Get to play Season 7 of Sea of Thieves. Oh, shit.
That guy looked like he blew into the environment.
Yeah, he just blasted out of here.
Future shotgun.
They all speak American English? Okay, that's interesting. Different planet, but okay.
Did he say English? It didn't sound like English.
Weapon case. Gotta unlock it. Gotta hack it.
Gotta hack it.
Fancy lockpicking mechanic there.
Whoop, there you go. Boop, boop.
It'd be funny. Didn't do it.
Now he's got a cable gun. Now he's got a cable,
yeah, cable
gun. It's like a giant rectangle for a gun.
That was kind of crazy rifle. And all the weapons are like squared off. Notice
yeah.
they're not rounded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is there no crosshairs or anything? It's like just shooting.
Oh yeah, I don't see any.
You can put them on. Well, the other ones you could put them on if you wanted them.
I wonder if they turned it off just for the video.
Probably. Okay,
come on, get it. Use your rocket power. All right.
Are the last of to meet them, you'll head to the capital city.
New Atlantis. Everything's Crete and New Atlantis, so it seems like the theming seems to be Greek stuff.
Yeah. New Atlantis, Crete. I don't know if it was spelled wrong.
Jersey. And New Jersey.
The only thing is, like, the frame rate doesn't look good on this.
Yeah, it does look.
Right? This looks a little janky.
Well, it doesn't look new. Like, it's a new game, but it just isn't. Have that spit polish on it.
Oh, you think so? I think the environments look fucking fantastic.
Well, we already expected it.
Like the shadows on this shit? Like the
lighting is good. We're just talking about the frame rate, the movements and stuff.
The frame rate is not good, yeah. though.
I can't tell if it's the frame rate or if it's like the skeleton animation that they're set on.
No, I mean the shooting scene before, that's where I had a problem.
Oh,
is that what's her face from Uncharted? Sound like that Zoe late, the lady that plays Zoe?
The artifact.
Uh-oh, you saw the vision.
Oh, this is the dude from Dead Space. This is what he's doing now.
They have gotten...
Isaac Clarke's doing
yeah,
now.
Isaac. This is where he is.
Damn, can I say that their faces have gotten much better?
Oh, yeah, they look better than
oh, yeah.
we used to.
See, that sounds like a character Manny plays during the show.
What would you mean like this? Yeah, but everybody's got bassy voices.
I call those voice actor voices. Mm. Everybody's got a little bit of a deeper voice, you know.
We need to go and do something. I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Yeah, see? That guy right there.
Oh, the only way out
is death. Even her.
The path ahead must be dangerous.
Oh, it's got aliens in the hallway.
But we are not stopping. Or does David make it? Because what if this room will change humanity?
Forever.
You must get to the center of the universe. Wait, no, wrong game.
Yo, Chris, this is this is really No Man's Sky, but a shitload of fucking polish in the story.
It's true.
And the choices, and that starts.
Oh, they're gonna release the character creator? Wow, the character creator looks better than the actual game.
There we go, Brett.
It's our most flexible yet. You can customize all the
you
elements.
You can be fat.
Fashion star.
My name, Jesus.
Fashion star.
There it is. I just got there.
You'll pick a background. Be starting.
Wait, they're releasing a character creator before the game? I've never heard this before.
There are optional traits, and these come with unique advantages and disadvantages.
Like life.
But it's not just in how you can look.
So does that mean if you make your character black or some other race, it's like space racism?
The skill system combines the best from our previous.
I just want to make my guy look like a beat up astronaut. As you level up, with the white suit, it's all ripped up. Like, yo, I got lost. What am I doing here? And there's deep crap. Oxygen painting. It doesn't work.
Your upgradable abilities, it makes it into a patch. Does that mean that you get an extra patch on your body for the upgradable ability? That'd be cool.
Oh, there's that.
Brett, there you go. Build your outpost.
I will give you my login info.
Wait, it is? There is building in this? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it says build your own outpost.
Yeah, I'm like 8 seconds behind you guys.
Oh.
Are you watching on Twitch? Are you on the Twitch one?
Yeah, I feel like I've been slowly trailing behind you guys.
Oh, we get our own spaceship?
Yeah.
It looks like, you get your own ship.
Okay. You can fill it up with a
bunch. It looks nice. That does. Definitely. Oh, you get
you
crew?
Get a crew? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm getting some Mass Effect vibes from this.
Oh, but you can customize your ship. Brett, this will make you happy.
This is not Brett the game,
part.
This is Brett the experience.
There's like a new coat of paint.
Chris, I know what ship you're going to make.
They're never going to let me make the Enterprise, man.
Oh my god, I'm going to make so many ships.
Engines to weapon systems, because yes, you can fly it.
And you can fly
it. Oh my god.
That's pretty
Chris
cool.
Is like,
I really like
Chris that. Is like, I want to make the Enterprise, damn it.
Yeah, they'll never. There's too many copyright problems. I'm sure they had to talk about that. They're like, can we?
Oh no, I'm sure that they can let you because they're not violating copyright laws if you build the Enterprise.
Oh, you're.
Brett, I'm building it then. Big old nacelles and a secondary hull.
I bet you can get pretty fucking close.
It's like, fuck you, CBS. I'm building this.
Star battles? Okay. Okay.
Oh, you can have dogfights. That's neat.
In the ship that you built.
Oh, I wonder how Brian will feel about this.
Yeah, Brian, this is a little bit on Brian's alley, too.
Okay, elite dangerous, yeah.
All right, so there's a little bit of space engineers in this, too. Fuck yeah, love that game.
They got the flying rocks, you can hide behind them.
Can you make your own space
station? Maybe I can actually dock on the space station in this game, unlike Elite Dangerous.
Well, you can walk on the ground unlike Elite Dangerous.
So I'm
get
curious,
out of your goddamn.
Is this like? Oh, I wonder docking. If this is like free roam or if this is like a multiplayer kind of thing.
It's free roam.
Well, I'm sure if it's like Skyrim or I mean, you know, and Fallout, like they'll let you roam around.
Because that's pretty cool.
For all this, you've
given us
particles,
over the
man.
Decades, especially
ships exploding.
It's been
and shit.
An incredible journey for us making. We know that's really the beginning, where it's when all of you play it that the real journey. You may be wondering,
you're
just
welcome.
How big is?
Oh.
So
it'll take it up
a flash
hard
drive.
And let's take a look at one of our planets.
Oh, let's see. Planet. Oh, he didn't show a landing.
Atlantis, you can anywhere on the planet. It's not just
there's
this
a third
planet.
Bit.
Oh, there you go. There's the No Man's Sky stuff, right?
From barren but resource-heavy ice balls to Goldilocks planets with life, and not just
wow, 100 systems, 1,000 planets.
1,000 planets.
Jesus,
all
this game is gonna be
we can't wait
a terabyte.
One of those. It's well, not even that. It's gonna last forever. This is gonna be a 10-year. This is a decade.
Yeah, because they
game.
Could keep expanding.
Yeah, they're gonna keep
exactly. Put some new car systems in there.
This is it. This is what brings the horn to their destiny.
Add more pirates.
They wanted their destiny. Well, here you go. There you go.
This is Chris. This is literally what we wanted from No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
This is what I wanted from Star Citizen.
Well,
this is what I wanted since I was five.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
They just kind of went like, so they just went and were like, let's just make the ultimate game.
Mm-hmm. You are the ultimate astronaut flying around space, exploring new worlds.
I am going to violate the Prime Directive so much.
If there is a Prime Directive.
Coming.
I think it's
2023.
I'll buy that. Prime Directive.
Okay, so we PC know that this one's exclusive.
Yeah, it said exclusive at the beginning of it.
Join Constellation. Or can you just create like something early on this website?
Yes.
I missed that.
Sign up. Plant the flag.
I want to make a Constellation class.
Play it day uno with the Game Pass.
Day uno exclusive.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Montage time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep, yep. That ninja game looks cool. What was it called? I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yo, name. Carlos, what was that called? It began with an E.
Yeah, I don't remember the name.
But it looked cool. It looked cool.
This is the next 12 months of it. Oh, okay.
So does that mean, so what? As part of these, what do they call it? Not exclusives.
Oh, you got that. Arc 2.
You're just going to show Kojima showing up.
Like, right, you got Arc 2 coming with Vin Diesel. They showed that.
Ooh,
this was a really good show.
Yeah,
a lot. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, Diablo 4.
They kind of showed some games.
Not even 10 minutes combined of talking. It was just like little talk here and then stuff.
The Hollow Knight sequel, the Overwatch 2, the Rick and Morty.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brett, they're adding Save the Pit to Fallout 76.
And what?
Save the pit.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking sweet! I haven't been to the pit since Fallout 3.
Yeah, they're going back to the pit.
I'm waiting for that, but
C4, there we go. All the games.
There's a few games in here that catch mention. Here's the weird thing, though, that I've never kind of had this train of thought before. I was like, oh, there's some games in there. Like, not that I'm going to pre-order them, but like, oh, there's some games in there I should watch out for. And then immediately I'm like, wait, I don't have to. I'm just going to get them all for free.
Thanks for watching. See you next year.
That was a good news case. And before we wanted to ask it in the throwdowns, if you guys dare give it a score, what would you?
I kind of give it a solid 7, I think.
Yeah, you know what? I would go with Brett on that. I'd say a 7. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I feel like in general, Xbox presentations have always been pretty decent. Like, they haven't really dropped like to a point where you're just like boring.
Right.
Yeah. No, they had some good stuff in here. I'd say, yeah, I was hovering between a 7 or an 8. I'd say 7. It was good. Like, there was very little I was disappointed and didn't care. I was like, oh, that looks interesting. That looks nice. I actually now want to play Redfall. Before I didn't.
Yeah.
Now I see more of it. I'm like, oh, I'll play that. Like, oh, you're telling me it's Left 4 Dead with vampires? Okay, I'm more interested now.
Yeah, Redfall was good. I mean, the first part of the Redfall, great, and the second part it was still good, but that voiceover.
Oh yeah,
turned me off a little bit,
because it was two toned. It was like, oh, there's this horror thing going on. I like this, and then it went, oh, you cute little robot. Blah, blah, blah. Oh.
Yeah, they had a thing going. It was like creepy, and then all of a sudden it just diffused itself.
There's a lot of games in this showcase, and a lot of games that I don't even remember the names were. Remember that side-scrolling game?
The side-scrolling was cool.
Oh, it was like the last case of something. Yeah, Benedict Fox. Yeah, Benedict Fox or something.
Like that game, the Rick and Morty game. I don't remember the name, but that would look good. There was a Forspoken-looking type game that looked pretty well. So this,
yeah.
I'm pretty surprised how it was. I mean, like Manny mentioned, these shows are always, but I felt like, I like the emphasis in the 12-month period. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, there's always you can't take to heart. But yeah, this is. And, I think I'll give it an 8.
Yeah, we got to see Diablo. Gameplay of Diablo 4.
Yeah.
That wasn't surprised. Even announced yet, right?
No, like today was a big one because of the beta. And then once that came out live this morning, everyone was jumping on. I was like, oh, they're definitely going to show something. And they did. I'm surprised we didn't see Modern Warfare any more of that. I thought maybe they would show something else just to tack it on because it's all part of that new purchase that's going through. But they did the Overwatch. So I'm like, oh, we'll go in that direction. But then we still got Monday, the extended one. So who knows? Maybe they'll spill off some stuff on that show.
Okay.
Danger Zone. Yeah, that's all. Flight Simulator had some.
Oh, yeah, they showed Flight Simulator. They're going back to the Wright brothers.
I mean, people like that shit. It's pretty big. I mean, I gotta say, this feels like the start of like maybe the games that we've been waiting for.
Oh, yeah, so you're saying this generation starts in 2023 now.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, there's a lot of third party games that are coming as a good thing.
Oh, well, that's where it gets tricky, because people could say, oh, well, a lot of these third parties, they can't, but they're gonna be on part of Game Pass. If you have Game Pass, that's day one.
They're free.
Have to buy them off. Yeah, it's like,
Adam, let me ask you, is that because I don't know if that's an argument for or against Xbox. You come to me and you're like, man, all these games are, you know, they're not exclusive. You just get them for free, and I have to pay for them all. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. How could you argue? And I'm like, well, that's a great deal then. Because what if you play one? I'm like, wow, saved me some money. That game's trash. Oh, there you go. Sure. You didn't have to shell out $60 to bitch about it on YouTube. Now you're free to do something else. Play a different game.
If there are that many third-party games, then it really shows that they have a pretty strong ability to get third-party games on Xbox. So that whole, well, we're only going to get the Xbox games day and date and everything else never going to happen. Doesn't really look like that. They're throwing money around, it appears.
Yeah. The question now is that when Sony does that, when that premium service, the high tier goes live, are any of those third parties going to carry over day one also on there?
No, they said they're not doing day one.
No, for first party stuff, but for third party stuff.
I thought they said they had the policy that they don't believe in day one.
For first party. Like, PlayStation will never put their first party ones, but that's not stopping them from third parties to go on it. Like what we're seeing with Game Pass, we have third parties doing day and date.
Already seeing that. The ones that come out day and date third party on Xbox are still being charged for on PlayStation. So
what I'm saying. With the tier, that new tier system, is that's going to change. I don't know if they're going to add any.
Here's the thing. Like, PlayStation has done day and date with PlayStation Plus. I mean, one of the bigger examples was like Fall Guys and a couple of. I think they're top of the food chain. If anything, their top of the food chain games won't be showing up on their day and date. It'll just be like that one that came, that PS5 game. What was it? The stupid car game that they did, the arena car game.
Oh, PlayStation Battle Royale.
No, not whatever that car game that they did it was supposed to be like Overwatch or whatever. That was a day and date, you know. And then I feel like their top of the food chain games won't work their way on there, but it'll be just be like last time. It'll just be like a game that they made that goes on there, and then maybe some really high independent games, stuff like that.
No, I'm just wondering if, like, will we see some of these third parties that said, all right, this is day one, it's launching on Game Pass. Well, now that Sony has their version of that, will they work out a similar deal to have that same third party game also on the premium service for subs? That's what I'm wondering. That's all.
I'm going to try to see.
Yeah, like the Turtles. Like, Bryce, again, we got Turtles. Turtles day one Game Pass next week. Now, is that because it launches? Isn't it active now? People can sub to that new premium service on PlayStation?
No, they haven't started it yet. It was supposed to be on it's like on the 16th or 15th or something like that it's going to be in effect.
Right.
And by the way, the whole Kojima thing, which is going to be big news. A lot of people are going to be talking about
that's going to people might be pissed.
I have no clue, and I've been looking around to see Evolusive. There hasn't been anything like that. Obviously, Kojima said, and he mentioned he's teaming up with Xbox Games, could probably mean that it's going to be a game, but hasn't been confirmed. But that ambiguity will not deter or will not silence the fanboys either way. So be ready for that.
It's because of what got leaked. Like, that's the other thing. That gameplay that got leaked, and it was like, oh, this is from this new horror game that he's working on. And then one of the PR people went and actually sent the message to, like, please remove it, pull that down, which throws some credibility to it. Then clearly this must be something legit. And so then there you go. Everyone's saying, well, put two and two together. He's working on a new game, right? We know that it's a horror game, survival horror game. And then, poof, we see him now pop up on a Microsoft event. And he says he's working with them. Okay.
And then the other funky thing that the other thing that appeared on there about it? I can't remember. It was something else. Oh, yeah. Remember Phil, like, had that little statue in the background, and everybody was like, oh, he's confirmed.
Statue was that?
You remember that the joke, like, maybe a year or maybe a year or two back, was that, like, in the background of Phil Spencer's thing, he had the Kojima Productions like figure sitting there.
Yeah.
And the joke was, oh, that confirms it. The next Kojima Productions is going to be working with Xbox.
Dude, the PlayStation fanboys already shit themselves at that point.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm like, oh man, like Twitter's.
That, there was
I might jump on Twitter actually.
In fact, I think with Danny Pena, I put like a, you know, I took a picture of his and I put one of those Kojima production statues in the background of his thing. I'm like, oh, confirmed. Danny working with Kojima production.
But you know what it is also? It's like when they go live and they do a stream or do anything, everything is accounted for. They know exactly what's in frame and it's all intentional. It's all intentional. So whether it's just to get that word spreading or that rumor, it's all planned. Because they know. They're like, all right, you ready to do it? It's not just him in his room. He's got a whole team on the other side. All right, we're setting it up. You get lighting's great. Isn't all right, we see a little statue in the background. All right, we exactly know what that is. And they're like, what is that? I don't know if I could leave it there. No, they know. They know what mm-hmm. they're doing. It's all planned. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, you know what you know what's saying, Adam. You got to have something.
And they did. They had a lot of some. I mean, I still got some people throwing some shade. Rich sent me. I was like, yo, where's your gears? Where's your gears? And I was like, well, that got delayed from the Unreal Engine because of that. And they already announced that. But they did show gameplay of that.
I stopped caring about gears when Adam left me.
Oh,
I can't believe you just said that.
Oh, he walking dead you?
Walking dead me. He left me for dead. He back for blood me. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
That's cool. and by the way, it's cool that they did a little calendar kind of, well, it's not even a calendar, like a graphic with all the games, the years and coming out.
Yeah, it had to, I mean, they had it all at the bottom with the montage at the end.
Yeah.
It just had 12, within 12 months, and it just spewed all their games. But each game had something mentioned on their release, whether it's September, October. I know some of the confusion is going to be launch exclusive. Is that just launch for multiplayer? Is launch day one there? Or is it launch for because of PC? Because it said on Xbox, and sometimes it said PC and didn't say Xbox. So it's going to be, you know, it's a lot of that. Like, wait, so it's not going to be on PC Game Pass? And just what's going on here? It's going to cause some confusion.
It does say game, like, for example, a Plague Tale Requiem.
Oh, no, they're all coming Game Pass. It's at the bottom. Is that Game Pass just for Xbox or PC Game Pass day one?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, but so, to go back to that, you, for example, the graphic shows the Elder Scrolls Online High Isle. It doesn't have Game Pass on. Call of Duty Modern Warfare didn't have the Game Pass logo on it.
Oh, they showed the Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, the Hot Wheels isn't Game Pass. The Forza Horizon 5 Hot Wheels pack.
That's not game. They showed it, though. It said play on Game Pass. Remember, play with. We were like, what's this play with? And well, that's what it said. So, oh, see, they were play. Play with meaning what? That the game Forza Horizon 5 is on Game Pass, but you need to buy this to play with that game, the full game. Is that what it is? Is they doing that type of wordplay?
I'm about to post the image on, but yeah, it does. But it does show.
We'll see. It's just weird because a few of their DLCs are.
Oh, Diablo 4 is.
They haven't said anything yet on that. Yeah, we don't even have a date. Well, we have the window.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
I guess we're. So obviously, the deal hasn't gone through yet. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they said in the acquisition though that all their games will be on Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
well, Starfield's
there.
I
don't know if Diablo 4 will come out before the end.
That's probably why they left it blank because they can't. And that probably another reason why they didn't put Modern Warfare because, like, well, we're dropping all these bombs about Game Pass, and we can't just say excluding this one for now. Not sure. We'll see. Too many questions.
Yo, but that Cocoon is on Pass.
Oh, finally! Since the 80s, been waiting for the game from that movie, and we finally got one.
Hey, do you guys see the Hollow Knight? I forgot the name.
It was Hollow Knight Silk Song.
Yeah, I don't see.
It's the sequel.
Yeah, I don't. It's funny. I see Dead Space in this graphic, and Resident Evil 4.
They didn't even show that off. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, I don't see it. That was from the early.
So maybe they lied to it. But yeah. I mean, any last thought?
Kojima, top 10 anime betrayals of all time.
That's gonna be
yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's gone to the dark side.
Wait, isn't this the second time he's done this?
He's worked with them before.
He's worked with them.
He's done
like
that,
he popped out. In fact, he popped out on more Xbox stages than he did PlayStation stages. Like, there's more times that he's popped up, you know, just showing. Like the reveal of Metal Gear 5 came out on the Xbox stage. You know.
Yeah, but after Death Stranding, everybody's like, "Oh, he's fully Team Sony now." Like,
he's a hard gun.
There was a thing he said on his Twitter that he was disappointed that that idea that he wanted to do was not accepted. So
maybe
Phil's like, I'll do it. My guess is like Phil's like, yeah, what did you have in mind, buddy?
Exactly. Yeah, even if it flops.
First thing in the room, he was sitting out there, just kicks the door up and goes, "We'll do it."
That's it. Doesn't even matter if it flops. It's a, look at it. It's all the wordplay. It's everything going on just with Kojima linked to it. It's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those games where I think it'll get people to try Game Pass, and that's
I mean, that's the thing. Like, at least you, like for a weird, like I'm sure Death Stranding did not do the numbers that Sony was sort of expecting out of it.
No, but let me ask you this.
But I think if it was on a service like a Game Pass or something like a service where you could, you know, essentially give it a try, I think it'll probably have fared a little bit.
Hell, I'll even say this. If the game cost $15 to play, I think it would have been a much bigger hit.
Yeah. Because again, you want to catch sometimes with those weirder ideas, you kind of want to catch people's impulses. Like, oh well, I don't know, you know, I know Kojima, but I know this thing. Maybe if you know, hey, it's $15. All right, let's go with it.
Yeah, I mean it's much easier to be like, I'll subscribe for months to see what's up than like, hey, what's this game? I don't know, man. You can't really describe it. Give me $70.
And then the worst part is seeing some of these outlets that were saying this is the best game ever, giving it fives and all this stuff. It's like, it threw a lot of people off because like, what are we missing then? What's going on?
So, So Jay Shep, the next show is comes out, I think, like in half an hour. Yeah, I don't know what Brian will probably. But
yeah, also guys, if you have any, you know, want to know our impressions for any of the further shows, remember our question show is actually tonight, so you just leave your little questions and we can do a little segment and talk about it. You know, too.
Yeah, so if for anybody that's listening and wants to ask questions to answer tonight, make sure to join our Discord. You can check our Twitter at Throwdown Show. We have the links there in our Discord. See the Throwdown Show's channel. Make sure to leave the questions there, and we'll answer them tonight. We'll have more expanded thoughts on the Xbox showcase.
Tony will be there, so you can hear him. You can be like, this is trash! Trash!
No more card games.
No more card games.
Still not subbing back to Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Well, does that mean he's coming back?
With
Kojima?
I don't know. We definitely know he'll come back for the Starfield. Because, I mean, well, it depends. Maybe not. Maybe
because
he's got his PC. He's got it, but I think he's going to be on PC. So
that's true.
Yeah, he's in the PC, Jenna.
Yeah, so he might just.
Oh yeah, J-Ship. Yeah, so we definitely got thrown down your questions later tonight. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Leave us some questions, and we'll get to it. What's the Tony Andrew outro? Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube at Throwdown Show. That's at Throwdown Show, one word. I guess I was your host today, Carlos Romero, and I was joined by my co-host, Jamilio Lopez.
Hey, see you later, guys. See you tonight.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Adam Bell.
We'll have a good rest of your Sunday.
And Mr. Brett Murdoch. Later, people. All right, guys. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Is my mic not working right again? God damn it. Now
it's working.
Peace out.
All right, people. Make sure to leave those questions for tonight. And we'll be at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Laters.
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 Deuces.